Brody, just your overall impressions of that 2023 season?
Yeah, you know, I think 2023 season was up and down. I think we had a lot of highs and then we had some lows. You know, I think we did well to put ourselves in contention for possibly three trophies, but ultimately we came up a little short on all of them. And, you know, I think that's something to build on for next year, to know that we were that close and, you know, to really know what it takes to actually win a trophy. It takes a lot. You really gotta, you know, do things the right way. And I think that's just gonna make us even hungrier to do more and succeed next year.
I love that you mentioned that, because what needs to happen maybe this preseason heading into the 2024 season to maybe get a little further in the playoffs and possibly contend for those finals and those trophies?
Yeah, you know, I think it's all about consistency. Bringing top performances as a individuals and a collective each and every game. You know, I think, you know, like I said earlier, there's too many highs and lows. I think to, you know, to stay a bit more consistent as a group will help us get there. And I think, you know, continue building and continue building what the coaches want to see in the system, and, you know, working hard in the preseason, everybody coming in fit and coming in early to really push on and, you know, try to win a trophy for next year.
Personally and individually for you, how would you maybe rate your 2023 season, and what do you look to improve on in the 2024 season?
Yeah, you know, individually, I think my season was up and down. You know, I think I hold myself to a really high standard, and I think there's a lot of times I could have been better this year. I definitely, you know, going into next year, I want to stay healthy in the preseason. You know, this past year, I tweaked my quad early, and I think it kind of took me a little bit to get my feet under me. So, you know, staying healthy in the preseason is a big thing, because, you know, it sets the tone for the year. And, you know, by not having a preseason this past year, I think that affected me a little bit. But, yeah, you know, ultimately just continue to work hard and do what the coaches ask of me, and, you know, try to bring that energy and fight and what the team needs.
Thanks, Brody.
Yeah.
Andrew, the team this year ended up getting more points on the road than at home. Just want to get your take on why you thought that was and what could be fixed for next year.
Yeah, you know, I think it's great that we got those points on the road. That's not an easy task at all, and I think we might have set some records this year in that regard. So we got to make sure, first and foremost, we keep that road form, and, you know, we know what it takes to win on the road, and I think that's a real positive about our group. And then, you know, as far as the home results go, I think early in the season they weren't coming for us for whatever reason, and psychologically that gets to us as a team. Like, okay, we got to win at home. Like, the fans want it. Like, we want it. Like, we want it so bad that almost we're working too hard for it. So I think it's just you know, take a breath and know that the fans are behind us, which they have been since I've been at the club. You know, that's years now. So, you know, hopefully we can fix that next season and really make an emphasis on making America First feel the fortress.
You mentioned kind of psychologically how that affects you. Do you think it kind of tends to, I guess, get to you guys a little bit, to the point where you're overthinking it a little bit?
Yeah, you know, a little bit. You know, I think, you know, not necessarily overthinking it, but, you know, we want to win at home for our fans so bad, and then, you know, say a goal does go in, it's like, you know, you're a little bit more down than you would be because, you know, you haven't gotten those results. So I think it's important to start the season strong, and, you know, that comes with a good preseason from the whole group, and you know, just really making it a point that let's take care of business at home in 2024.
Extended season this year, with a deeper run in the League's Cup, or deeper run, I guess, in the Open Cup, League's Cup games as well. There was quite a bit of depth, though, at your position, right back and left back. Do you feel that the season wore you down at all?
No, I think that, you know, with all these added games and with us, you know, going far in the Open Cup, that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a lot of depth at each position, because, you know, guys are leaving everything on the field each and every game. So when you have multiple weeks with three-game weeks at the beginning of the year like we had, I think it really shows that you need a full squad. You need everybody that is going to be able to step in and put in a performance. And, you know, I think the coaches did a good job about, you know, realizing where guys are at physically and, you know, needing a rest here and there. And but, yeah, you know, moving forward with the League's Cup and with how far we got in Open Cup, we want to get back to the semifinal again. So, you know, that's just going to – it just goes to show that we're going to need everybody next year as well.
Lastly for me, you ended up tied for second on the team with 4 total assists. Unfortunately, no goals for you this year. Did you enjoy at times playing a little further advanced up the field, especially when the team decided to go to a back three?
Yeah, you know, I like 3-5-2. I think it suits my game pretty well. But, you know, whatever the coaches ask of me and whatever formation they want to go with, you know, I'll be ready to work in that position, whether that's as a wing back role or an outside back role at either side. They know that, you know, I can play those positions comfortably and I feel comfortable playing there, and, you know, I'll do whatever it takes for the team to get points.
Personally, and if it's a right time for you next year, do you have, I guess, in the back of your mind, a goal for yourself to at least score once next
year?
Yeah,
you know, I don't know. I feel like it's been a while since I went a season without scoring a goal.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's definitely something I thought about this year, and hopefully next year I can get not one, but maybe a couple. But while continuing to try to keep those assist totals high, would like to hit over 5 next year. If we're just talking from individual goals. So, that's something I'll continue to work on and try to get better at.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yep.
Ethan mentioned a little bit the depth at your position. I'm curious mostly about a couple guys that played probably the most with you on either side, with Brian Oviedo and then Emeka coming in. And kind of on opposite sides, like they're like Brian's a little bit older, Emeka's younger, and you're kind of right in the middle. I'm curious what you learned from those two guys at kind of two opposite ends of the spectrum as far as like age and experience goes.
Yeah, you know, I think they're two great players first and foremost, and guys that were deserving of every opportunity that they got this year. You know, I think Emeka had a phenomenal year, and he showed his versatility as well by playing right back and center mid for us multiple times this year. So he's going to be a player that's, you know, going to have an important role at this club moving forward, whether that's a right back, defensive mid, or whatever. He's going to continue to push guys like me and Brian to never be comfortable in our positions because he's coming. And then, you know, Brian, I think, continued to show his veteran presence and leadership this year, especially towards the end of the season. I feel like he got better as the year went on, and, you know, he really made an impact for us down the stretch. And he's a guy that, you know, I continue to learn from. He's played at probably 2 of the highest levels as the Premier League and the World Cup. So, he's a guy that I can, you know, always learn from, you know, little tactical readjustments or whatever. If I have questions, go to him because he's probably been there before. So I'm, you know, I'm lucky to have them as teammates because they, you know, want what's best for the team and continue to push me on a day-to-day basis.
And then you just mentioned, obviously, you know, playing overseas and then playing for the national team as well. I'm curious, for someone like yourself who has played overseas before, and then with the national team aspect too, is that kind of within your goals or your plans for the future at all to maybe potentially play for the national team at some point and then maybe go back overseas at some point in your career to?
Yeah, you know, I think it'd always be great to get an international call-up. I think, you know, this year I was a little bit away from that. I think I could have performed better and given myself a better opportunity to get that. And, you know, that's something that continues to motivate me, knowing that next year in 2024, come back at a high level and, you know, hopefully can earn a call up. You know, that's something every player, I think, strives for. And then as far as playing overseas, that's definitely a goal of mine. I know a lot has to go into that in order to get a move overseas, but growing up, like, I'd watch the Premier League and all that. You know, I'm a little bit older now, so, you know, the days of me probably playing for Real Madrid might be over, but but yeah, I mean, obviously if all goes well and I continue to play well and progress and get better and work hard day-to-day basis, you never know what could happen.
Awesome. How much do you think you can build off of this year as a group?
I think we could build a lot. You know, I think we we made it far in three competitions, the 16 of Leagues Cup, semifinal of Open Cup, and, you know, taking Houston to the to penalties in the first round of the playoffs. And, you know, I think as a group, after being in three competitions in the summer, going from within two games, being out of two of them, back-to-back games we lost in the Leagues Cup and then Open Cup, you know, I think that really, you know, demoralized the group. And I think, but that's something we can learn from, that, listen, like, the margins here are extremely thin to win a trophy. So I think that's going to motivate us next year, that, listen, we got here last year. There's no reason why we can't do it again in 2024. And now we know what it takes, that, you know, we have to be that much better on the day in order to lift a trophy.
Between the Monarchs and RSL, I think you've been with the clubs 7 years, am I right? Or am I by one?
Since 2016.
So you had seven.
Yeah. Yeah.
In that time, you've seen a lot of change, coaches, GMs, one ownership change. When you're trying to build off something, how much does consistency all across the club and the front office matter?
Yeah, no, I think it's immense. I think having the foundation from the top down is extremely important in regards to people in place and what the club wants to see and do. And I think over the last few years, that has continued to get better and more consistent. And I think, you know, moving into 2024, we have the foundation now over the last couple of years with Pablo and in the front office that, you know, 2024 could be our year where we, you know, really go after it and try and lift the trophy. I think we made really good strides this year, you know, especially with just the amount of games that were being played and the depth that was questioned. I think the whole roster up top to bottom showed that they belong, and going into next year that, you know, we can really, you know, push on.
So feel like you just had a sliver of experience with Chicha, though? I mean, he was basically here the last third of the season and only got to play about 75 minutes or so.
Yeah, no.
Games total.
It'll be nice to get him acclimated in a preseason when, you know, you're really making those tactical adjustments and learning how you want to play. I think he was a bit unlucky to have the injury towards the end of the year that cost him a few games. So it'll be nice to have him starting up from January with the group. I think that'll continue to help the group as well as him. And, you know, if we can get him scoring goals early, that'd be big for us.